This is the DC Fusion Podcast, coming to you from BubCubSecret.com.
Hello, this is DC Fusion, a member of the BubCubSecret.com discussion board. In this podcast, titled Ong's Hat, Did a Fringe Science Cult Discover a Way to Travel to an Alternate Universe, or Was It Just a Hoax?, I will recount the tale of the Institute for Chaos Studies that purportedly discovered a way to travel to an alternate universe, and look at some of the reasons why this may be a hoax. In 1978, a man by the name of Wally Fard, spelled W-A-L-I, returned to the United States after several years of traveling around India, Persia, and Afghanistan. During this time, Wally Fard integrated Sufism, which in simple terms is a mysterious tradition of Islam in which a person's goal in life is to serve as his fellow man and God, into his Moorish Orthodox beliefs. Determined to bring this belief system to others, Wally Fard, who was considered to be a radical, bought 200 acres of land shortly after his return to the United States near the abandoned town of Ong's Hat, New Jersey, and founded the Moorish Science Ashram. An ashram is basically a commune, but specifically means a hermitage where the residents live in peace among nature. However, as it relates to the ashrams popping up around the U.S. in the 70s and 80s, it is often used to refer to travel cults. That is, cults existing for the sole purpose of finding a way to travel to another universe where they could truly be alone and free. The town of Ong's Hat was founded in the early 1900s and named after Jacob Ong. Jacob Ong supposedly threw his hat into the air after an argument with a lady friend at a dance, only to find that the hat simply vanished. Another less colorful story of how the town came upon its name says that after throwing his hat into the air, the hat became lodged in a tree where it remained for several months, leading the people to begin calling the town Ong's Hat. Located in a sparsely populated area between New York and Philadelphia, in what is called the New Jersey Pine Barrens, the now mostly abandoned town of Ong's Hat was a perfect location, providing the remoteness and privacy that Wally Fard wanted for his ashram. Taking up residence in an old gun club on the property, Wally Fard began self-publishing many papers, including papers on chaos science. Chaos science, put simply, is attempting to explain the randomness found in natural systems. Because of the direction that Wally Fard was taking with his ashram by including such alternative ways of thinking, including chaos science, it's not surprising that the Moorish Science Ashram attracted a brother and sister who both were chaos scientists by the names of Frank and Althea Dobbs. Frank and Althea Dobbs spent time at the University of Texas researching their hypothesis that the brain can be modeled as a fractal universe. And a fractal is any pattern that reveals increased complexity as it is enlarged. The Dobbses believed that by being able to create such a model, a person could ride the fractals in a similar manner by which lucid dreamers can learn to control their dreams. They presented this in a thesis after moving to Princeton University and included information on how using this method to map the mind, a person could learn how to control autonomic functions, such as heartbeat, or repair skin tissue simply by thinking about it. However, after presenting the thesis to their thesis advisor, they were supposedly kicked out of Princeton for putting forth such a ridiculous hypothesis. Still wanting to pursue their ideas, Frank and Althea Dobbs were drawn to Wally Fard and his Moorish Science Ashram, where they met two other scientists who were already there at the ashram. One was a computer specialist by the name of Harold Acton, who had successfully connected 64, or supposedly connected 64 personal computers into one powerful machine, and another person by the name of Martin Kalikak, who had set up a machine shop at the ashram. These five people, Wally Fard, Frank and Althea Dobbs, Harold Acton, and Martin Kalikak, converted the Moorish Science Ashram into the Institute of Chaos Studies around the late 1970s. The formation of this group and the formation of the Institute would be the first step in the creation of what the group would later call the Egg. The idea behind the Egg was to overload the occupant with controlled visual and auditory stimulation, along with the use of mind-altering substances and sexual gratification, while blocking all external sensory information, kind of like a sensory deprivation chamber turned inside out. But it was the addition of sexual gratification, which occurred during the third manifestation of the egg, that supposedly the egg and its occupants were transported to an alternate universe, which the group called Java 2. Prior to the introduction of the sexual aspect, supposedly observable and measurable results were found, such as the ability to self-heal or rid the body of chronic ailments. But apparently it was the sexual aspect, later termed quantum tantra, tantra being a term to describe expanding your spiritual and sexual self. The result of introducing sex into the equation resulted in the unexpected surprise of transforming the egg into a vehicle able to travel to alternate universes. However, after a few years, the Institute for Chaos Studies and the Moore Science Ashram closed its doors and mysteriously disappeared without so much as a trace to their existence. One theory as to what happened was that the group of five who created the Institute for Chaos Studies packed up the ashram and piece by piece moved it to Java 2, where they now live, only returning to this universe for the occasional supplies needed for their survival. Another theory is that secret government agents eventually discovered the group and their technology and, during a raid by Delta Forces from Fort Dix, which is located nearby, captured the members of the Institute for Chaos Studies and took control of the egg technology. However, the most widely held belief is that the entire thing was a hoax played on the early bulletin board systems of the early and mid-80s. One of the reasons this theory is so widely held is that shortly after the Ong's Hat postings on the early BBSs drifted away, a man by the name of Joseph Matheny, who claimed to be an investigative reporter, began posting information he claimed to have uncovered while investigating Ong's Hat and the Institute for Chaos Studies. In fact, his website, www.incunabula.org, and that's INCUNABULA.org, is still on the web with documents and audio broadcasts related to Ong's Hat. Joseph Matheny claims to have had no hand with Ong's Hat or the Institute for Chaos Studies, and that the information presented on his website is presumably the result of his research. However, could it be possible that Joseph Matheny was responsible for perpetuating the Ong's Hat hoax, only to make a few bucks later? Or did Ong's Hat really exist, and Joseph Matheny really was just a person seeking to find out the truth about Ong's Hat? Another ingredient to the story is a document titled the Incunabula Catalog. This catalog, supposedly published in the early 90s, contained a listing of a number of books, brochures, and Xerox copies of documents each focusing on conspiracy topics and fringe science. What isn't clear is the exact relation of this document to the entire Ong's Hat myth. The catalog does list papers supposedly written by members of the Institute for Chaos Studies and a brochure for the Institute for Chaos Studies itself, much of which is summed up within this podcast. However, several questions appear to remain unanswered, such as, did the Ong's Hat myth occur before this catalog came into existence, assuming that Ong's Hat did occur, or was the catalog created as part of the Ong's Hat hoax? It's been suggested that the discovery of this catalog is what led Joseph Matheny to begin investigating into Ong's Hat. But the real question still surrounding this mystery is, did it really happen? Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. And a transcript of this podcast and a list of sources is located on my blog at http://blog.abovetopsecret.com/DC Fusion.